Welcome to today's Functional Medicine Daily Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a fascinating convergence, how major economic institutions are finally recognizing what functional medicine practitioners have known all along. Health isn't just personal, it's profoundly economic. Let me start with a striking fact that should reshape how we think about our practice. The International Monetary Fund, yes, the IMF, recently admitted they completely failed to predict COVID-19's economic impact. Peter Sands from the Global Fund revealed that while 63% of post-COVID economic reports now recognize infectious diseases as macro-critical, exactly zero reports mentioned these risks before the pandemic. This blindness cost the global economy trillions. But here's what matters for us as providers. This recognition is creating unprecedented opportunities. We're seeing $4 billion deployed for comprehensive health approaches, and perhaps most validating, decentralized community-based care models like ours dramatically outperformed centralized systems during the pandemic. Jay Patel's research shows something remarkable. Liberia's community health workers, working with basic resources, outperformed the UK's $340 million Nightingale hospitals, which sat largely empty due to staff shortages. Senegal achieved 24-hour COVID test turnaround while sharing expertise across Africa. The message is crystal clear. Human relationships and local knowledge trump expensive infrastructure every time. Now, let's shift to something that's transforming clinical practice right now, microbiome interventions. Dr. Will Bolsiewicz has revealed data that should change how we approach every patient with chronic inflammation, and that's 60% of our patients, folks. Here's what's revolutionary. 60% of stool weight is actually microbiome, not waste, and the gut barrier regenerates every 3 to 5 days. Every 3 to 5 days. This means we have rapid intervention opportunities we've been missing. Fecal microbiota transplantation isn't just for C. diff anymore. We're seeing success with cancer immunotherapy and Parkinson's disease, where gut dysfunction actually precedes neurological symptoms. And here's a sobering statistic. Antibiotics double inflammatory bowel disease risk within just 1 year. For our pediatric patients, the stakes are even higher. That 0 to 3 year microbiome development window determines lifelong immune function. We can't afford to miss these early intervention opportunities. Now, let's talk about precision protocols that are replacing our old one-size-fits-all approaches. The GLP-1 microdosing revolution is a perfect example. Jeff Cook's data shows only 8% of patients stick with standard GLP-1 doses after 3 years. But with microdosing, using just 2 to 25% of standard doses, we're seeing sustainable results. Think about it. By maintaining appetite regulation without complete suppression, we prevent muscle loss while enabling behavior change during that crucial 2 to 5 month habit formation window. And at $199 per month through compounding pharmacies versus over 1,000 for brand names, it's accessible to more patients. Dr. Rhonda Patrick's hormesis protocols offer another precision framework. 20 minutes in 174-degree sauna, 4 to 7 times weekly, reduces cardiovascular mortality by 50%.